Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what really matters for long-term investing. Today we're diving deep into Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, ticker HPE, and trust me, this one has been on fire lately thanks to the AI boom. HPE has transformed itself into a major player in the AI infrastructure space, and recent results show just how much momentum is building. The stock has delivered massive gains over the past year as demand for servers and networking gear explodes, but we're going to look at whether this run has legs or if there's more to the story. Let's start with the big picture on the company itself. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise provides a full range of technology solutions, including servers, storage, networking, and hybrid cloud services to enterprises worldwide. CEO Antonio Neri has steered the business toward high-growth areas like AI-optimized infrastructure, and with 61,000 employees globally, HPE serves everyone from large corporations to government clients through a mix of direct sales and partners. Revenue segmentation tells an interesting tale right now. In the latest fiscal year, the server segment led the way at over $17.7 billion, followed by networking at $6.85 billion and hybrid cloud at $5.75 billion. Geographically, the Americas contributed the largest chunk at $15.85 billion, with EMEA at $11.51 billion, and Asia-Pacific plus Japan adding another $6.94 billion. That international exposure means currency moves and regional demand patterns play a bigger role than many realize. On the earnings front, the latest quarter crushed expectations with revenue jumping 40% year-over-year, driven primarily by networking strength and AI server demand. EPS came in well ahead of estimates, and management raised full-year guidance while pointing to a record backlog that now sits at $6.3 billion in AI-related orders. Gross margins held steady around 33%, even as the mix shifts toward higher-volume AI hardware, which is a positive sign for sustainability. Management commentary from the recent earnings discussion emphasized accelerating AI adoption across customer segments, early benefits from the Juniper acquisition in networking, and confidence in hitting higher targets for fiscal 2027. They highlighted how the record backlog gives visibility well into next year and noted broadening demand beyond hyperscalers into enterprise accounts. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flow, total assets reached $75.9 billion, with stockholders' equity at $24.7 billion. Operating cash flow came in strong at $2.92 billion for the year, supporting both dividends and share repurchases. Free cash flow yield sits near 8.7%, which provides a nice cushion, while the debt-to-equity ratio of 0.84 remains manageable given the growth trajectory. Net profit margin improved to 3.9%, reflecting better operating leverage as scale builds in AI products. From a valuation perspective, the stock trades at roughly 43 times trailing earnings and 1.68 times sales, which looks elevated compared to historical norms, but more reasonable when you factor in the AI growth runway. Forward PE estimates trend lower into the mid-teens over the next few years as earnings catch up, suggesting the market is pricing in continued expansion. On the SWOT side, strengths include that powerful AI backlog and diversified revenue base, while weaknesses center on thinner margins in the server business and heavy reliance on a few large customers. Opportunities lie in expanding enterprise AI deployments and networking synergies post-Juniper, but threats include intensifying competition from Dell and pure-play AI hardware makers, plus potential supply chain or tariff risks. Recent performance has been nothing short of spectacular, with the stock up over 172% in the past year, and more than doubling in 2026 alone on the back of those AI beats. Short-term moves have seen sharp rallies after earnings, though pullbacks of 8% in a single week remind us volatility remains part of the package in this sector. For intrinsic value, running the numbers through a discounted cash flow model with conservative 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth gives us a sense of where the business stands on fundamentals alone. The model points to a value around 21.72 per share, which sits below the current trading level, indicating the market is paying a premium for the AI growth story. That gap suggests investors need to believe the backlog converts into sustained high teens or better earnings growth to justify today's price. Wrapping up, HPE looks like a compelling way to play the AI infrastructure build-out, especially with its networking and server exposure, but the valuation leaves little room for execution missteps. If you're thinking long-term and believe AI spending stays robust, the growth trajectory could still deliver, but keep an eye on margins and backlog conversion. As always, do your own research and consider how this fits your portfolio. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.